with temperatures expected to dip below minus 30 Celsius tonight, Barrie's homeless community will have a place to stay warm. Environment Canada issued an extreme cold warning for the Barrie and area earlier today, which has resulted in the city making its transit terminal at 24 Maple Avenue available as a warming center for the duration of the extreme cold warning. Count. Natalie Harris, who has been an outspoken advocate in the fight to get a permanent warming center in the city, said while she's relieved to know the city's unhoused population will have somewhere to go tonight, it's important to look beyond just this cold warning. It's definitely something that needs to be looked at as to why it has to be minus 30 for us to open an area of the city buildings for a warming center, she told Barrie today. Harris said COVID-19 has brought the issue to light as even if the city was unable to open an area in previous years, individuals were still able to find warmth in a restaurant or local coffee shop. That doesn't exist anymore, so it's so important we have something that's permanent, she said. Going forward, we really need to pivot, because COVID has changed not only the way we live, but the way our unhoused live their lives. It's life and death for them. Busby Center Executive Director Sarah Peddle told Barrie today the opening of the bus terminal came as great news, adding the organization still had several respite spaces available at its hotel shelter program for tonight. Peddle said if someone is in need of shelter they can call 705-828-3795 or come by 88 Mulcaster Street, between 7:50 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. We will be getting 88 Mulcaster overnight programs back open within the next day or two, she noted, adding it is already back up and running weekdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm very relieved to see the city open the transit terminal as a warming center tonight, and am grateful for the quick action today by staff to make it possible, added Jennifer Van Genip, chair of the Barrie chapter of Simcoe County Alliance to End Homelessness, SCATEH, and director of communications at Redwood Park Communities. Van Genip told Barrie today she's also encouraged to see so many people speaking out about the need for warming center options for people who are unhoused. I know there is a lot of work being done behind the scenes to get some more overnight options for folks up and running in the coming days, she said. Housing is a human right, and everyone deserves a safe, affordable, hopeful place to call home. In the meantime, the very least we can do is provide warming centers for our unhoused neighbors in these freezing temperatures. The temporary warming center at the transit terminal will be staffed and all current COVID health and safety protocols will be in place, including physical distancing. Anyone entering the center will be screened and are required to wear a mask while indoors.